the battle for Egypt. Opponents and supporters of President Hosni Mubarak have clashed on the streets of Cairo on the ninth day of protests.
Unhappy with Hosni Mubarak's refusal to quit now, the pro-democracy crowds in Tahrir Square continue their protest vigil. Government supporters massed to confront them.
President Mubarak still has his supporters. They've been silent for days, but now here they come. First in groups of 10 or 20, then in their thousands, heading towards the television building in central Cairo. The opposition has its slogans, and the Mubarak people will not be outdone. A day after the crowds in Tahrir Square shouted, "Leave, leave, leave," these demonstrators are demanding that the president stay.
It looks as if the battle lines are drawn. These people are saying that they will give their blood and their souls to defend Mubarak.
While the army is staying neutral, there's no doubt about where the police's loyalty lies. They are openly in the Mubarak camp.
Please, we are Egyptians. All these people Egyptians. No foreigners. We like Mubarak. We want Mubarak.
The two sides dangerously close.
Suddenly, they charge the crowd, hurling stones and wielding sticks.
For hours, they've fought running battles in the streets. What began as an exchange of chants and insults quickly became much worse. At one point, pro-Mubarak supporters on horses and camels ploughed through the crowd using whips and sticks. A few were overpowered, pulled from the animal and beaten. We have no idea what may have happened to them. While some answered the call to prayer, the cameras picked up where crowds found opponents separated from their group. Soon, they were swallowed up in a sea of anger and hate. The army had initially kept both sides apart, but then allowed pro-Mubarak supporters into the square. The violence erupted soon after. While the fighting continued, there has been no hint of army intervention.
Demonstrations broke out last week due to frustrations over Mubarak's three-decade regime. He's now said he won't stand in elections scheduled for September. That seems to have done nothing to ease the situation within the country.
There are no firm figures for the number of people injured during the fighting. The curfew in Cairo means nothing as thousands remain on the streets and the violence continues.
As night fell, the government side employed petrol bombs. A nearby mosque was turned into a field hospital to treat the casualties.
There is many people coming here injured by cut wounds, lacerated wounds, fractures and ruptured wounds. There is deep lacerated wounds and many people come exhausted from these injuries.
The pro-democracy camp accused the police of instigating attacks and said some of the people were found to be carrying police ID cards. But the Interior Ministry denied that their officers were involved. Mohammed al-Baradei, an opposition figurehead, has demanded that the army step in to quash the violence. The military urged the anti-Mubarak protesters to leave the streets, but after letting the government supporters enter the square, soldiers stood aside as the skirmishes went on. And later in the night, fire and smoke was seen near the square.
It is 4:15 in the morning in Tahrir Square, which translates as Liberation Square. Anti-government supporters have been coming under waves of assaults, stone throwing through the night for the last 12 hours or so. And in the last few minutes, what we've heard are witnesses saying that pro-President Hosni Mubarak supporters have opened fire at demonstrators in the square. 7 people have been wounded. Salma El-Tarzi is an anti-Mubarak protester who's in the square. She's on the line. Thank you for coming forward, for identifying yourself. What have you seen and heard over the last hour or so?
There are a lot of women in the square. I'm a woman. There are a lot of women in the square. There are children. People are tired. They can barely get up. And we are civilians. We are not army people. And we've been fighting for the past 12 hours. And the BBC is saying that most of the people that are in the square are from the Muslim Brotherhood, and this is not true. There are people from all types, all sorts of and directions and ideologies. We are just Egyptians. We are young people protesting for our rights, and this is what the media has been trying to do since the 25th of January, is to say and claim that this was a Muslim Brotherhood movement, and this is not true.
Who do you think is shooting at you?
It's the Saudis that are shooting at us. It's not only in the when we are saying anti-Mubarak, we don't mean Mubarak on his own. We mean his own regime. We mean Habib al-Adli. We mean the intelligence. We mean the Ismaili Sheikh. We mean all the people in the parliament that are now so scared that they are going to go away, that they would rather kill innocent people in the square to keep their posts. This is what's happening.
Salma, it must be really, really terrifying. As you say, many people are exhausted. I'm sure you are. Can you tell us, how are you seeing the scene around you? What does this mean for you to be there?
People are so tired, are too tired to be terrified.
Are they moving
people
around?
Are, so
are they taking cover? Is there anywhere for them to hide from the gunfire?
The gunfire is at the front. There are people blocking the front. Okay? Our people are blocking the front. The people that are in the square, they're just so tired that they just simply not react to the sound of the shotguns. They are so tired to get up.
Oh, Salma El-Tarzi, can you tell us a bit about yourself and why you're there? How old are you?
I'm 33.
You're 23.
33.
You're 33, so all your life you've lived with President Mubarak.
Yes, I've never seen a different... I don't know what democracy is. I've never had it in my life. I've read it in books, I've seen it in other countries, and I've never had a chance to really choose who I want and what I want. I can't even have elections in my syndicate because the whole system is corrupt.
Salma El-Tarzi, anti-Mubarak protester in Tahrir Square, speaking to us live. It's 02:3200 hours GMT, 4:32 in the morning in Cairo local time. It is very dark. Dawn is approaching as gunfire, automatic and rifle fire it sounds like, has rung out in the northern part of the square where Salma is, where, she says, women and children are. Can you tell us what supplies you have? Salma El-Tarzi, can you hear me? That was such a moving conversation to have with Salma El-Tarzi. There were also strong passions being described from the pro-Mubarak camp, though, weren't they? And that's the reason why we've had all of these clashes. Can you tell us what's happening now and why it is that we've erupted in these clashes? You can hear the gunfire where you are.
There's a lot of gunfire going on again. Yeah, sorry. Basically, there's a sporadic barrage. I've just seen bullets fly past the place where we are, towards the west, actually towards the Nile. It really does seem to be coming from everywhere. Very difficult to tell exactly what is going on, but again... A lot of gunfire going coming here from all kinds of directions. You can see the red flares of bullets in the sky. Thank you. looking across where I am towards the Nile now, which is towards the west. And again, the military doesn't... An eerie sense of silence has crossed over this part of the north of Tahrir Square. There's been the anti-government protesters were beating their steel barricades all night in a sense of defiance and intimidation to the pro-Mubarak support. That now has gone completely silent after what's just been happening here. An intense barrage of gunfire coming from...
And we've been hearing in the background, you can hear it right now, are the cracks of gunfire going off as they have done for the last hour or so. We've been hearing them live here on Al Jazeera English.